Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering.
Oh, we got that. Yeah. All right. Ted, it's good to see you.
Yes.
I feel a little bit like a child now. Steve started clapping, and then I started clapping with him.
Oh, got it.
Dude, that's how we communicate with Tatum right now.
Yeah.
She's got a few little things that she gets us to mimic. So I think in her head, that's like, we're connecting.
All right.
So one of her things she loves to do, if she does anything, she starts clapping. And of course, you know, we're suckers. We're like, yay. Yeah. And that just gets her even more jacked. She's like, yeah. Snapping. I don't know why, but one time we were snapping. She can't snap, but she just kind of like rubs her thumb against her two fingers. It's kind of like, give me the money kind of a thing going on. Hey, who gives some cash?
Hey, paisan.
Hey. So she does that, and then we'll snap back. This one's a little weird, but it is what it is. Every once in a while, she'll just kind of look at me, and then she'll stick her tongue out and just kind of bang it from side to side going, ah, like that. And I do it back, and it just cracks her up. Like, that is another one. And I'm trying to think of this. And, oh, recently the new one is she goes, and so I do it back, and we could just, dude, it's nice to talk to an adult. Because honestly, like most of my afternoon, I talk with my wife as well, but sometimes we're both in baby talk mode, and we don't do like the baby goo goo gaga stuff. But,
right.
But I will spend a good 10, 15 minutes going to her, and she'll do it right back to me, and we're both howling. I just think it's the funniest thing. It's like,
well, I like the double clap. That works for anything.
Yeah.
Let's go, boys.
Here we go. It's also could be, it could almost be condescending. Let's go. Come on.
By the way, speaking of let's go, boys, I watched Goon 2. Not nearly as good as Goon 1.
No.
Yeah.
I did not like Goon 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like Slapshot 2. I remember there was another Slapshot, and I'm like, ooh, should watch that. Terrible.
Well, you know the joke about what's the greatest sports movie of all time?
I don't know.
Caddyshack.
Oh, okay.
What's the worst sports movie of all time? Caddyshack 2.
Dude, sometimes it's like, what are the movies? I remember, what was it? What was the damn, crap. The Broken Lizard guys.
Super Troopers?
Super Troopers. Super Troopers 2? Have you seen that?
Man, remind me what the storyline is. Like, I'm sure I've seen it.
I don't even remember, to be honest.
Yeah.
I did not last very long. And I love the Broken Lizard guys. Like, I am a Slamming Salmon's one of my favorite movies.
Beer I've seen
Fest,
that one.
Of course. Club Dread. I did not give it the respect. It's not their best, but I think I was a little let down because it was the first movie after Super Troopers. And I expected more. And I was like, eh. When I went back and watched it again, I'm like, actually, this is better than I thought. Super Troopers 2. Yeah.
And comedy movies are just like seeing a comic. Like, sometimes you go and, like, the next, like, they have an hour of the crushes. Next time you see them, like, it's still funny, but you're like, it's not as good.
I mean, wanted more.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like that Anchorman 2 also.
I mean, look, we talk about it all the time in music, right? It's like, oh, that first CD was unbelievable. Like,
yeah.
Second CD had a couple hits.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
It's like Third Eye Blind. That first record, banger after banger. Second album, got a couple good songs, but no one ever talks about it. No one ever talks about Third Eye Blind then again. Here I am doing it.
Don't.
It's 2021.
I was thinking Nas, Guns N' Roses.
No, man. Third Eye Blind. Nas is featured in a new children's book that Tatum's been reading.
No kidding.
The History of Rap.
Is that the one from Harvard?
I don't think so. It's from, Ashley, a listener, sent it to me, but I knew the History of Pop and the History of Country on Amazon. They're just children's books, Ted. They're just big pictures and a couple lines.
I just watched a documentary on Illmatic last night, and he's got like a thing at Harvard.
Oh, no. Dude, this is just a children's book where they just name rappers and like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And there's a page about NWA, which I'm like, well, that's going to be an awkward conversation one day when Lil Tatum asked me, what does NWA stand for?
All right. I like Nas got in there. I mean,
yeah.
Illmatic is a classic.
Yeah. Biggie's in there. Tupac, of course. Sugar Hill Gang. I think Sugar Hill Gang's in there, if I remember correctly. Run DMC.
Yep.
Yeah. We have the History of Rock. We have the History of Rap. Now we're waiting for the History of Country, which really I'm going to learn something too, because I don't know anything about country. And the History of Pop. We figure we'll give her all the options.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, kids don't. I mean, kid. Yeah. I don't know. That is weird. I think when you're a kid, you grow up listening a lot to what your parents do.
Mm-hmm.
But you find what you like. Like, yep. I always liked old school, like, Jesus, I can't believe I'm blanking on it. Motown.
Mm-hmm.
So then it was kind of like, it wasn't that crazy that I got into rap.
So do you remember, was there an artist or an album that your parents were just like, hey, well, we need to, like, I'm a little concerned. You know, like that record where, like, for instance, me, it was Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction. Had nothing to do with the music. Had everything to do with the imagery of the skull on the cross.
The one I remember the most was the Chronic.
Okay.
The original one. And me and my cousin Tim, like, I remember we, like, he had it, but we weren't supposed to have it or something. But we were at the Knights of Columbus at the pool, and we, like, snuck out and went out to the minivan and listened to it.
Did you guys just feel like rebels?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yes.
I remember my neighbors got shot at the devil, and they recorded from record player to cassette. They were, like, high-tech back in those days. And,
yeah.
And they gave me the cassette, and they also recorded it backwards.
So you could hear the messages?
So we could listen to the messages. I was like, oh, I got the cassette. And it was great because it didn't have the artwork on it. So my parents had no idea what it was. I'd run upstairs and listen to it. And I was same kind of a thing. I just felt like I was the most rebellious son of all time. Not realizing there's other kids like slinging drugs in our neighborhood. Like, but I thought I was the bad child.
Well, I always say it all the time. Like all the records and like stuff I like that like was considered bad and like you guys shouldn't listen to that. I mean, that's soccer mom music now.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Like, I get it. Like, I got old, but it's just like, man, that's wild.
It's weird when I saw somebody say, guys, we need to stop everything and reevaluate life because Green Day was just heard on a classic rock station. And I was like, no. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains.
Yeah. I mean, right. I mean, right. Like the rap albums talk about, same thing. You're talking early 90s.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it's weird. Yeah, you're right, because like all of a sudden you have like a Tupac song, which seemed like pretty intense back in those days. All of a sudden, it's somebody in their 60s turning up their stereo like, I remember this song. You're like, what's going on? No, it's still young and hip, I swear.
I said, kids, it was called crack. They told us to say no to drugs, but what we did do is say yes. Hey, to this day, I still haven't done crack.
You know,
I'm leaving the door open.
Me neither. I have no intentions.
I don't either, but you never know.
I mean, you know, I mean, you and I are going to see Mark Rubier in September.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's the night we do crack.
Yeah. Yeah, so I ran into Ted Steve. Pretty sure they were on crack. But gave you a hint. They kept asking us to go to the back of the alley.
Yeah.
The smell of burnt chalk.
They both offered to do unspeakable things to my nether regions.
Yeah, right?
And I'm like, I don't have crack. And they're like, you can find it.
We have faith in you.
We are very convincing.
Right? Then they got arrested for having crack.
Yeah. And then got beat down because they offered the cops mega hugs.
Jesus.
Got really weird.
Super, soup's weird, man.
Soup's weird.
Hashtag mega mouth hug.
No.
Mega meltdown. Mega
meltdown. Is meltdown going on? I just see some posts where it seems like they're like dipping their feet in the river to see if it's going to happen.
I mean, bumper shoots off. Seafair's off. Yeah.
Burning Man's off.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just don't see the festivals happening. I was talking about this on the podcast.
New Check episode it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like sporting events, you can physically keep people away from each other in the seats.
Yeah.
But this is what I was saying. Like, it's a festival. Number one, I don't know how you break up groups, right? Because, like, look at me and you. I bring the RV. So it's like, Ted can go, but Steve can. It's like, well, Steve stays in the RV.
Right.
So it's, whereas sporting events, it's like, all right, we can't both have tickets to the game. And then also, it's a festival. Like, there's no way you're going to keep people not from interacting or hugging or.
Right.
It's just like, yeah, I personally, I think festivals are probably another summer off.
You're probably right. Yeah, because I couldn't even imagine the late night tent at Summer Meltdown with social distancing applying.
You just couldn't do it.
I don't imagine even like the morning yoga session with social distancing applying.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like,
people just do what they do.
Right. I mean, that's part of the fun of going to a festival. It's like you're on your own clock. I mean, if you know what time the shows are, but just do whatever it is you want to do.
Could you imagine that line if we had to keep 6 feet apart for a bathroom?
Jesus, come on.
If it would leave Darrington. We'd be in like a Oso or something like that. Just waiting in line to go pee. Like, Ted, sorry, I'm using the RV again. Come with this line waiting crap. Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen with a lot. Even like, not like the festivals type shows, but like even like the rock shows. Like, you're trying to tell me like, how are you going to keep people from not like moshing or not getting next to each other? Even if you put seats down, it's impossible.
Right. And the other thing, too, is like when you talk about festivals or big concerts or whatever, you're talking about massive companies.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So like the sports world is a little different. But like if you go to a concert and get sick, like, you're going to sue that. So I just don't know that the companies really want to do it yet either.
I just hope that my fingers are crossed this October, things are back to good. So that way when the Kraken start up, that they're playing in front of a sold out arena.
Yeah. There will. I feel confident, like, by October, things will be different. And, like, I mean, the Kraken will have fans.
Last October, things would be different.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah.
Burr, 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 burr.
TED Talks, starring the Tech Smith.
Steve.
Yes.
You got to let go of the past.
Oh, come on, though. I love the past.
But don't forget. But also remind people to forgive. But don't be dumb.
It's going up. So forget the past, but don't forget.
I mean, let the past go.
Let it go.
Leave it in the past. But just don't forget, right? And you could forgive people, but don't forget.
And don't be dumb, meaning don't get screwed over for the second time.
Right. Don't get screwed over for a third and fourth time. You know what I mean? Like, what's the definition of insanity?
Yeah.
Doing the same thing. Oh, right. So it's like, sometimes there's things and it's like, you have a right to be super mad about that, probably forever. But we got to let that go. And with that said, that doesn't mean you got to be like, oh, everything's back to normal or everything's good to go. Like, you know, like, it's hard to explain, but can you fathom what I'm saying? Like, forgiveness is an important thing for me personally. But I also just personally go like, well, don't forget these things either.
There are many times like where there's certain people that like I feel like haven't been like maybe the best person, but I'm also not going. I give them the benefit of the doubt, but I'm also going to keep in the back of my mind like, hey, like you said, don't be dumb. I would say to myself, don't be stupid and fall for that person's flaws again.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, the easiest way to summarize it is probably in a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody keeps stepping out on you. Like, eventually you got to forgive them for it. But if you stick with them through all that and they keep doing it, then it's like, that's on you. Because they're not going to change their behavior.
Right. You don't have to still be with that person, but you can also like look at them and be like, and be respectful.
Yeah.
You know, then times move, just move on. And I'm like, I personally don't like crapping on like exes for that reason.
Yeah.
I had the strangest phone call.
Oh.
Speaking of which.
Do tell.
I'm curious how you would. I've never had this happen in all my years.
All right.
I've never had a friend reach out to me to see if it was okay if they would hang out with someone that I once dated.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's the proper thing to do.
No. I think what the person did was fantastic. Like, it was really cool. And honestly, yeah. I wouldn't have been upset with him if he didn't. I don't want to give away who it is or anything, honestly, but it's a good enough friend. Like, we don't hang out all the time. We see each other very infrequently, but we're still friends. We have a lot of history together. And all of a sudden, I get a text. He's like, hey, I got a weird thing to talk about. Can I call you? And I'm just like, I hate when people do that. Because now it's like, of course, my answer is yes.
Right.
But I would like for them to call me the minute I respond yes. Like, don't make me. So, like, hours go by.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Well,
in all fairness, I was not by my phone for like an hour or so. I was just running around doing whatever I was doing, hanging out with Tatum. And I see the text. And I write back as soon as I had time. And then I said, yeah, sure, no problem. Hit me up. And then I don't hear for hours to the point where I forgot. So now I'm at home, you know, on my couch. It's later on in the evening. We were at dinner. We're sitting on the couch and my phone rings and it's that person. And I'm just like, hey, well, let's see what's going on here. And so I'm like, hey, man, what's up? And that's when all of a sudden it's like, hey, I have a couple weird questions for you. And he's like, I've been talking with this girl. Going back and forth, and she's saying some stuff that I don't know if she's necessarily telling the truth. Her name is blank, 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 and she says all this stuff. And, well, before he even said the name, he goes, also, she says that she once dated you. And I'm like, oh, boy, this is going to, I don't even know what the hell, what are we doing? You know what I mean? So, like, of course, my wife's, like, looking at me, like, what's going on? I'm like, I'll tell you once I'm off the phone. Like, this is going to be, I can't mute him and tell you right now because I look puzzled. And so he explains it all. I'm like, oh, yeah. I mean, we dated like for a little over a year, and this was forever ago. Like, I mean, this is before you and I even knew each other.
All right.
Like, this is right, like, moments before you and I knew each other. Like, this was the relationship before that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I was like, oh, yeah. And he's like asking, he's like, I've been talking with her online. Is it okay if I hang out with her? If you say no, I won't. And I'm just like, dude. it's been all that time, and I'm married with a kid. I don't give a flying F who you hang out with.
I do respect the bro code on this one, though.
I agree, but I was just, kind of thrown off by it. But I just, I think I made him feel even better. Because, some people be like, sure. But, underneath it, they're not happy. I think the way I responded, he thought that was hilarious. He's like, cool. I figured as much, but I wanted him. I'm like, yeah, man, I don't care.
Yeah, I like this now. I don't know who this guy is, but I like his code.
He's a good guy. You like him. You know him, and you do like him.
All right.
Here, hold on. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, look, it's always weird in that situation. You're right. It's been years, so I don't, but I do really respect the bro code there. Just like, hey, right, because I'm going to see you at some point. This is going to be awkward. Let me just get it out. And you're right, generally, see, I think that's the whole thing. I've never heard a story where somebody calls and somebody goes, no.
Wouldn't that be awesome if I said, I should have. Maybe I would have been more of a pain in his ass if I wasn't just on the couch with my wife and I really didn't want to be on the phone for very long. That would have been great.
But I also think,
F is wrong with you?
When you date somebody
that crushed me,
right? That dated one of your friends, that's always where you're kind of just annoyed. Like, dude, you could have just said something. And also, from my taste, if somebody's like, dude, we started chatting. We kind of like each other. I'm like, cool. Whatever. go for it.
Yeah. Well, then we get off the phone and my wife's asking me some questions, obviously. And I tell her what happened. She thought it was funny too. And she's just asking how the relationship was. And obviously, many relationships, when they end, they're not all that great. And she's like, well, why didn't you say any of that? You had nothing negative to say. And I'm like, well, it's not, this was over, this was nearly 15 years ago. People change. I don't think it's fair of me to tell him the negative things about her, because none of them were it wasn't like she was violent. It wasn't like she liked to stab you in while you were asleep or something. You know what I mean? There's nothing that's going to put him in harm's way. It was just a bad relationship between her, obviously, because it didn't work out. That doesn't mean they might not get along great. And that doesn't also mean all of us, that person hasn't matured and maybe is a little less whatever I had issues with.
Right. And frankly, some of the things I might have issues in a relationship, another dude won't.
Right. Why set that whatever it is that they're going to be? They could just be flirty friends.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more, maybe it's not. I don't know. I don't care. But why would I want to put him in that? It's just not fair to her to have her have to still live with the perception of how she was maybe in her 20s when she's not.
Yeah, and it's also you guys broke up. It's not like some weird love story where you were dating in France and then you moved back to America and you've long lost each other, love lost each other. You know what I mean? So right, first of all, you don't have anything negative to say.
No.
I wouldn't date her again, but that was our relationship. It doesn't make her a bad person.
Absolutely not. You guys might gel perfectly.
Yeah.
And maybe you won't. And then you'd be like, dude, you didn't warn me about this? And I'm like, look. And I would be honest. I'd be like, why? Why would I do that? None of it. I didn't know that she was still like that. But I just thought it was weird.
Does she still make crab cakes? Oh, she never made you a crab cake. This is awkward now.
Man, she makes the best crab cakes. What? You know how many years? That's why we broke up. She never made me a crab cake.
Oh, can you imagine? He starts dating her. Now everything you didn't like about her, she's pro. She hated wrestling. Now she loves wrestling.
She's wrestling. She actually trains in the town that she lives in.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm kind of impressed you actually got a call.
I never had that happen before. I've never been in a situation where I've had to make that call either. I've never hung out with somebody that one of my friends was hanging out with before me, and I felt the need that we should talk.
I have once, but it was after the fact.
So you already hooked up?
Yes. And then we were BSing, and they were you know that person? Yeah. So you know this person? Yeah, that's my ex. What?
Oh.
Oh. And then, right, that's right.
My ink in that.
And I reached out to that guy, and he was who? And I was this girl, and he's yeah, we dated for 2 months, man. No worries.
Oh, yeah. I feel like if you didn't make it past a year, is it really even worth the phone call?
Yeah.
I guess it depends. Some people fall in love really, 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 really fast.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess, maybe at least 6 months?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Did you love her?
Yeah.
That's always my line.
Did you love her?
Did you use the L word? God, I'm 40. I got to stop calling it the goddamn L word.
Oh, us 40-year-olds, we can't say that.
I don't know. Like, I don't know, man. Like, today in the gym, like, for whatever reason, I just felt old today. Like, mm-hmm. there was like two bros in there working out, and I was just like, you guys still using this equipment? Like, what's that, bro? Are you guys still using this? No, go. And then 2 minutes later, can we work? Like, yeah, guys. And then they're like, God damn, I feel good. I was like,
No, they did not.
Oh, yeah. For whatever reason, my Wednesday mornings have turned.
They were pumping each other up.
Yeah, like bro morning.
Bro morning.
And Steve, you know me. I mean, my workout is very routine. There's different exercises.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still using a goddamn step to get in my quick cardio burst.
Yeah.
And they're just like, bro, you want to just like hit the rack and shred out our arms and just like get them done? I mean, there was a couple times I was like, I need to buy headphones or start bringing my phone. What am I doing? But I
go on our company. There's a gift available for us.
Oh, yeah. I ordered them.
Okay, yeah. I got the wireless ones.
That was my first choice. But I like that coffee mug.
Oh, did you get a coffee mug?
Well, didn't you have to make three choices? I thought they'd...
I got the wireless earbuds.
Yeah.
And the glasses that make it so that things... The blue blocker glasses.
Oh, I thought we had to rank how we wanted them.
I don't remember. It's been so long. Yeah.
Jesus.
But I got the headphones.
All right, yeah. So I saw somebody on Saturday. They're like, did you get your free gift? I was like, what free gift?
They didn't even tell us about the free gift. You had to just find out on your own.
Right.
It's very weird.
And then he was like, you would never go to that page, would you? And I was like, rarely ever.
We accidentally ended up on the page. I did. And I'm like, what is this free gift thing? So then we were nervous because we filled it out and it said, okay, they'll mail it to you. And I'm like, what if we weren't supposed to do this? Because nobody's told us that we get a free gift. And it's not like public knowledge. It's not like it's like out there on the homepage of our like a company internal website. And you know, our company changed names to Odyssey. And they're like, oh yeah, it's a thank you for being a part of the company. Rah rah. You can choose like wireless headphones, a Bluetooth speaker.
That's also a coffee mug.
That's the one you got?
No. So I thought we had to rank them. So I put the wireless headphones first.
Yeah.
The Bluetooth speaker second, mm-hmm. and then the glasses third.
Have you gotten yours yet?
No, I just ordered them this week.
Oh, okay, yeah. We ordered them. I ordered when they changed the name like that week, and I just got my stuff.
Yeah, I just got hip to our gifts on Saturday.
Yeah. It's like a little secret. They don't really want you to have the gift, but they're willing to give it to you if you find it.
Secrets. Yeah. Secrets. Well, actually, dude, I called the CEO, and I said, hey, is this okay?
Hey, Dave.
Dave.
What's going on, Dave?
DF. What up, boy?
Could you imagine? I've always wanted to do that, like jump into like a company email, like a group email, and just like be like one of the bros.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, Dave, when you come into Seattle, we should get twisted.
Trying to hit arms?
Dude, I was at the gym. I had a moment where I laughed out loud and so did the guy because it was like one of those awkward moments. So I'm doing my thing. I was doing like some shoulder exercises. I was going to jump up to a certain weight and now I was going back down to another weight. And so I finished my set, and I was about to, and there was a guy next to me doing, I don't even know what this workout was. I'm not sure even what body part he was working. I think he was just making stuff up.
All right.
But like, he would do something really intense, and then like, he would just basically go on tour of the entire gym, like breathing heavy and touching everything.
Like, touching stuff.
Just randomly, like, touch a handle, touch a bent, a barbell, touch a this, touch a that, right? So as I'm about to go grab the like 30-pound dumbbells, he just leans on them and just sitting. And
is he like, just like taking a breath?
Yeah, and holding them. And so I'm like, well, this is kind of awkward because I'm like right there. Like he just cut right in front of me. I know he didn't see me because he had his hood up.
Yeah.
Like he was just like in his zone. And then he walked away and then I just kind of was like, oh, crap. Like I really, like I'm in the middle of what I need. And I don't really, like the 35s were being used, the 25s were being used. So I'm kind of like this weird limbo of like, I don't want to go much lighter, and I definitely am not looking to do a 40-pound thing. So I grab them.
It's goddamn 5 pounds on a dumbbell make a huge difference.
Dude, it's like it's a humbling experience.
Sometimes. It is.
Like, I'm like, oh, 5 more pounds. And I'm like, so I grab him. He turns around and sees it, and he's just like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, it's cool. He goes, I just needed to hold on to something I thought was going to collapse. I'm like, I could tell. He starts laughing. I start laughing. I'm like, it's good, man. I'm glad at least you recognized it. Because like, in my head, I'm like, I'm glad you recognized it. Because that was really freaking weird.
Yeah. Like, I am awkward with women. especially if I'm trying to like hit on them and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? But there, I can't explain it to you. Like, whatever, it's dudes, fine. We're hanging out. But there is something awkward when, like, you're judging, like, are we too close? Can I do curls right here? Is
right.
that going to bug them? Like,
right.
And, like, most people have headphones in. You don't speak much. Like, God, it's awkward.
Dude, the other day I was doing, like, what are they called? Like, the skull crushers for the triceps?
Yeah, yeah.
And so the gym at that time was, like, moderately busy. It wasn't packed, but it was busy enough. And, you know, and as I leaned back, I did not know there was a guy like doing like the barbell, not like the, you know, like the arm curls ones, like the, right. the ones that are already like, they got the 30 pound one, the 40, 50, whatever. And he was just doing his thing.
Oh, like the straight bars.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. So as I go down and all this, I did not really judge how close he was to the bench. Like he was behind. So I kind of like look up and I could basically like make eye contact with his third eye. You know what I mean? I was like, this is... I did not know you were that close. And why are you this close? Like, I can't move. I'm stuck on this bench.
God, and it's so weird because when you get it, like, there's one guy I see because usually he's in there Wednesday and Friday mornings, like clockwork, when I am. But he knows what's like space I'm going to. So, like, sometimes I'll come in and he'll just be like, oh, go ahead, man. I'll move over here.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I got these new bros in there and I don't know what their rhythm is.
My favorite also is the person that will ask you, are you using that? And I'm like, I'm on a bench. There's two other benches. The one you're asking about, like, there's another bench in between us. Like, why would you think I'm using all these benches?
Right. So that's the problem. I love my gym, but it is small.
Yeah.
So there's only one good, like, well, I guess, you know, there's the rack with the cables, but there's basically only two cable things.
Yeah.
So like, people want, like, I'm like, God damn, that machine is crowded. There's only three of us in here.
Looks like I've been on a Stairmaster's kick.
Oh, nice.
And there's only three. Not only, but there's three Stairmaster things. And for a minute, two of them were always breaking. Oh. And they finally fixed it. But I was just like, oh, man. Like, I really am like, I get excited to use the Stairmaster right now. I know eventually I'm going to get sick of it. But like for the time being, I'm really geeked about it. So when I'm willing to do cardio, I'm like, all right, got to do a Stairmaster. And then there's someone on it. I'm like, ah.
Is it the regular one or the one with actual stairs?
It's just like the one that, yeah, it has stairs on it. Like, you know.
Well, like there's one you just kind of do that.
No. You're actually going up steps.
Yeah, those are the best.
Oh, man. The best sweat.
Yeah.
Like I'm drenched after I hit like 20 minutes on that thing.
Yeah, for sure.
And then my wife's like, have you tried the Jacob's Ladder yet? I watched someone do that. Have you seen the Jacob's Ladder?
No.
That thing is.
That sounds terrible.
It looks terrible. It's like you hook something to your waist and it's like thin, like almost like a ladder, like an old rounded like little steps or whatever, and it's on like a weird slant, and like you use your hands and your feet, and it just like a Stairmaster just keeps going and going and going, and it looks like it's just a pure.
That sounds terrifying.
I've been tempted to just see. I'm afraid to even try and how to learn how to use it, let alone do it. And honestly, I'm not alone because I don't think that thing has ever been used.
No,
I think I've seen one person use it once, and I'm like, that person was in really good shape. I was like, yeah, I'm not that guy. Why don't we take a quick break? We don't have much time left, but when we come back, we'll get into the world of sports. I have a couple stupid questions that I've written down.
All right.
When the MegaCast returns.
Ted and Steve need a moment. That's cool. I'll just sit here and be the unpaid robot. That's stuck listening to this shit. The MegaCast will be back.
They're always in the way.
Oh.
So uncomfortable. Until now. Introducing detachable NADs. They're on-the-go NADs. After a simple surgical procedure, you'll know the total comfort and freedom of on-the-go NADs. Take them off when not needed, then simply reattach when you do. Just make sure you don't lose them.
Honey, I'm going to go hang out with the guys. Have you seen my on-the-go NADs?
No. I haven't seen them in weeks. Did you check your sock drawer?
Oh, where are they?
Yeah, he loses everything.
Thought I left them on my wallet.
On the gonads. Get yours today. Well, you have them, but get them to go today.
One of these two dicks just farted. Oh, that's not their ass. It's their overall existence that stinks. The MegaCast is back.
I know she insulted us. I didn't even hear it.
Yeah, I'm sure she said something rude. We could go back and find out if we really want
to
know.
I don't need to be insulted right now. All right.
Now I'm kind of really curious.
The Megacast is back.
Okay.
Maybe she did.
One of these two dicks just farted. Oh, that's not their ass. It's their overall existence that stinks. The Megacast is back.
Bitch.
Damn.
That's a pretty deep insult.
She wouldn't say that about those dudes I was working out with.
No, she probably thinks those guys smell like men.
Yeah.
Champions.
Musky.
Yeah, the whole break with Ted and I were just talking about how, like, we need a spotter. I need a nutritionist and a spotter.
This podcast. Like, I swear to God, it used to be funny. Now they just talk about babies and lifting.
That's all we do, man.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You blame COVID. It doesn't sound right. All we do is babies and lifting. All we do is talk about babies.
Yeah, trust me. And I do a lot more than just lift.
Oh, yeah? What do you do? I'll tell you what you do. You talk about sports.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people. Great popcorn.
Give a shout out to BJ Mix this morning.
Nice.
Yeah. Reverend's talking about how his cats like to eat popcorn. And I was like, I never knew an animal that liked popcorn. Like, I could drop popcorn on my ground and Lou will not touch it.
Hmm. I don't know, man. It seems like a waste of good popcorn.
I'm not going to do it. And I definitely wouldn't do it if it's Smith Family Popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get some of that smart food.
I don't know if I ever read this one, but from Adam and Everett, but he said because of the Megacast, he convinced the wife to buy a large tin of Smith Family Popcorn. No, you know, it's a little spendy, but OMG, it is so good. Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's not like you're getting it sent over. It's good popcorn. You know, if you want the cheap stuff, go get the cheap stuff. Also delicious. But,
right.
Yeah, but if you want a nice treat, open up that wallet. We got the Tuscan Joy cheddar jalapeno and the cinnamon toast. It was so good that we just received our second tin with strawberry, chocolate, cheddar, and taco. Let Ted know. Mega hug from Adam and Everett.
It was pretty good.
I don't even know if I knew they had a taco.
So, you know, like, when you make, like, tacos, or, like, you know, like, you make tacos at home, ground beef, or, like, for me, like, I make the chicken in the crock pot. You know, like, just, like, taco seasoning?
Yes.
It kind of has that taste
to
it.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Huh.
Tell you what, it's between them and Cobb, and I feel bad. People have emailed us and are like, Smith Family Popcorn's the best. It's like, Cobb has a shop too.
Yeah. and Cobb, I haven't had as much of Cobb's, but when you've brought in the bags from Cobb's is awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The brown butter. But I have a hard time.
Sponsor our show, though. Yeah.
I have a hard time buying regular popcorn now.
Yeah.
I'm a little spoiled.
I still love air popped. Like, I'm still a sucker for air popped. Like, almost every night I will have air popped popcorn.
I don't know if I ever bought air pop.
You don't get like the air popper? It's not a brand.
Oh,
like I thought Kernels.
Air popper. I thought you were talking about there's a brand called Air Popped. I'm like, huh, never heard of it.
No. It's just the type. You know, we get whatever kernels that we see, but like we just do it with the air popper. And and then we'll sometimes, you know, we'll grab like if we have Smith tin, we'll grab like a big handful of that and dump it in there as well and mix them up. So it's just a little bit of everything. A little potpourri of popcorn.
Well, Adam, thank you.
Yes.
I will see. I will get some pictures at the wedding this summer.
Of what? The popcorn?
No, me. So, like, me and the actual cousins that own it. That'd be pretty funny. I know. I told my cousin, I go, you better bring a bunch of that popcorn to the wedding. He's like, I know. We're on it. I'm like, all right, good.
Yeah, it's like no pressure.
All right, Steve, sports. What's going on?
What is going on?
Well, until yesterday, I was going to talk about how great the Mariners have been doing.
What the hell?
They dropped two in a row, but it's a tough stretch. They were in Boston. They got two out of four, which is good.
Yeah, I got shut out yesterday from the Astros. And lost again. And someone brought up a good point. If you look at their stats, there is a reason to be concerned about their hitting. Like, they have a couple guys that are doing pretty well, but everyone else is under 200.
Yeah. Well, and we've seen this from the Mariners before, but please, God, just let them, again, make them competitive in August and September, and I'll be happy.
Even if they don't make the playoffs this year, I'd be bummed if they don't, but even if they don't make the playoffs this year, as long as they have, like, a close-to-winning season, and the young players are showing some, and was that the Jared Kelsnick? If he ends up playing and does well, like, you just want to know that the future is looking bright.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I will also say, I have not been the biggest baseball person in the last few years, but Fernando Tatis Jr.
I love that guy.
God, he is good.
He makes me... I used to love the Padres because of Steve Garvey. Now I'm all of a sudden like finding my fondness for the Padres again because of him.
Yeah, I watched him beat the Dodgers Sunday night. And I was like, God, what a game. And he just rakes, dude.
And I love that that guy does not give an F. Yeah. He doesn't care about old baseball, like unwritten rules.
Yeah, and those need to... You need to leave. Like, baseball needs people.
Right, unwritten rules mean no fun.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. I love that he's just doing things and having fun playing a sport. It's a sport. Come on. Guy's making millions upon millions of dollars to hit a ball. Let him have fun.
The other big news this week is tomorrow, NFL draft.
It's tomorrow?
Yes.
Jesus. Oh, well, the Seahawks, they don't pick until like 3 days from now.
Right. I think they have a third round pick as their first pick. God. And then they have one in the seventh round.
It's the old joke that even when they would have a first round pick, I'd get all pumped. I'd keep like checking back, and then I'd get to the Seahawks thing, and then always it'd be like, the Seahawks have traded their draft pick. They won't be drafting until tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm just like, all right, NFL draft should be good. I will say this, and I'm putting it on record. It'll be a few years from now, and I'm telling you, Justin Fields is gonna be good.
Yeah,
I don't understand how like people are giving him flack, and he's dropping down the draft board like. To me, he's the best quarterback in that draft. I know everybody's like, Trevor Lawrence, but I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I just like Justin Fields.
What's the flack about him?
Like, months ago, it was that he didn't check down, right? He just, if it wasn't the one wide receiver, he'd run the ball. But then Pro Football Talk came out, and I'm like, actually, if you looked at the stats, that's false. So,
who's giving the analysis, me?
It's just weird. Like, the NFL draft, like, organizations just fall in love with the dude. Like, the kid from BYU... He threw some crazy pass, like, in shorts and a T-shirt. Mm-hmm. And the whole internet was, like, falling all over him, or fawning. I'm like, yeah, but he also threw picks when he played Coastal Carolina this year. Like,
right.
Like, I just think, you know, like, Dwayne Haskins, when he left Ohio State, it was the truth. He didn't watch film. And then he got to the pros, and the Redskins released, or the Washington Football Team, excuse me, mm-hmm. released him, like, last year. He was only, like, what, his second or third year in his contract.
Yeah.
But I'm like, Justin Fields is not
him. They thought that was going to be the guy.
Yeah.
And it went sour fast.
Right. I never believed in Haskins. Like, to me, he was kind of like Jamarcus Russell. Like, had one good year at a top university. But I'm like, Fields is a stud. He's a hard worker. Like, that kid's going to be good.
Every once in a while, I will think about, like, just, like, you know, what a player gets drafted. And it could be bad coaching. It could be they just don't fit in with the program. It's like, I wonder how many guys that could have been Hall of Famers that didn't even make it out of their first season because of whatever reason. It's just such a mind F to think about, like, you know, you leave college and you're hoping that you're going to be a part of the right program and maybe you don't. And then you never get that second opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, right? It matters the system. Sometimes it just matters the coaches.
Right.
You know what I mean? You get in a program that's got an organization that's got a good quarterback coach. Maybe you can make that kid awesome. But you're right. There's always going to be guys with giant arms. Remember Jeff George?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nobody ever denied how big his arm was and this and that. He just kind of sucked as a quarterback.
Right.
Couldn't lead a team. You know what I mean? I mean, look, I know Phillip Rivers has a bunch of stats and stuff, but Phillip Rivers was always kind of that guy to me. Like, yeah, but when it counts, he's just going to chuck it up there and throw a pick.
Right. So that's all tomorrow.
First round is Thursday, second and third round Friday, and then 4 through 7 on Saturday. Not that I've looked it up.
No, you're making this up.
Yeah, F1's back in action 7 a.m. Sunday morning as well.
I don't think I have any sports questions for you. That might be a first time.
All right. By the way, hockey's cruising along.
Yeah, yep. Devils finally won at home.
All right, Caps.
They won with their reverse retro jerseys, which looked awesome.
Did you see those Dallas jerseys the other night?
The black with the...
Yes, with like the neon green.
Bro.
I was like, that's a good-looking sweater.
And I love that the goalie got the matching gear to go with it. Like the mask and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I think that should just be their jerseys.
I thought it looked awesome.
I know. Some people gave it a hard time. Like, it looks like minor league hockey. I'm like, why is when something's unique and different, they always just call it minor league? You know what I mean? Like, even with the Seahawks for a while, people are like, that looks like a CFL jersey. I'm like, why? Because it's different. It's not boring and traditional.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the Dallas Stars reverse, or whatever they are. I think those are just their blackout jerseys, I think they call them.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They're freaking awesome.
And I don't know anything about the Stars, whether like them or not like them. I'm just like, that's a good-looking jersey.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I remember seeing that. I'm like, man, I wish that was going to be like the Kraken colors. You know what I mean? Yeah. because I'm a sucker for anything black. So, you know, having blue and all, but I like black.
I like black with neon.
Yeah, give me some black. They could have gone with neon blue if they wanted. I would have been fine with that.
The Sounders have ruined you.
Yeah, dude. I still think the black with the pink was the coolest jerseys by the Sounders ever.
Yeah, dude. Well, yeah. I didn't have one of those, but I have the black with the green jersey or kit from a few years ago.
Also, it's still awesome.
Xbox.
Yeah. Yeah, because what, the pink was Zulily?
Correct.
And Sounders are playing this weekend?
Sunday night, 6 p.m.
Did they tie their last game?
Yep, they got a draw down at LAFC, which I'll take a point on the road.
I have a question, now that it's come to think of it. What was it? About 2-3 weeks ago, they played LAFC 2.
Okay.
Which I was like joking about. I'm like, so what, they're playing like the junior varsity squad? I don't understand this. And then, granted, it was just an exhibition. But then I went the next day to go find out what the score was of that game, and it said there is no score. And I'm like, that is the weirdest thing. Like, can you explain that to me? Like, what, do scores not count?
Well, I mean, it's just a scrimmage. So that's probably why they didn't post the score, but that's exactly who it is. It's the JV of LAFC. I know, because there used to be...
Why are they playing them?
Just to warm up, tune up, yeah. So, like,
we have field time. We just wanted to use it. No, the varsity team wasn't available.
Basically, yeah. You just schedule it.
Soccer, I try. Sometimes some things happen in soccer. I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. And like,
well, also, when
why are we playing games that aren't for the actual season in the middle of the season? But No.
The season hadn't started.
Okay, that one. Yeah. But like, Sometimes they'll have like a friendly in the middle of a season.
Okay, the international friendlies are odd in our league specifically because most soccer leagues run end of summer through the winter into the beginning. We run ours in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why most international friendlies you always see are like July, early August.
Gotcha.
But they happen in the middle of our season.
Right.
Yeah. So, right, I'm with you. And sometimes, frankly, like you don't want the stars playing in those friendlies because you don't want to get hurt. You don't want somebody to get hurt playing a goddamn friendly.
Right. Okay,
how I feel about him.
I got one. I do have a sport thing because I think you watch the same show as I do, and that's All American.
I'm not up on season 3 though.
Damn it! All right, I can't bitch to you.
All right, I know it's sitting in my DVR. I gotta watch them.
It's just not happy.
Ooh, really?
Well, I just feel like they need to. And it's the CW, and they're being too CW this year. It's more about the relationships.
Oh, is it too teenage stuff?
Yes,
I know.
And now it makes me feel weird watching it.
Have you seen that meme going around? Like, it's like some dude that's got to be like 35 and he's just standing there shirtless, just ripped veins, like perfect chin line with a beard and hair. And
I think
like,
you were working out next to him this morning.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. It's like Netflix executive. He's just an average high school student.
That is so true. All those kids are jacked.
I know, and it's ridiculous. Like, we've talked about it before, the parties they go to and stuff.
Insane.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, look, we had champagne at high school parties. Andre, Cooks.
Yeah.
Right? It's like...
MD.
Right, Mad Dog. Yeah, like, Mad Dog. None of that happens.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, I got sucked into that show because I liked the sports scenes, and I didn't mind the stories. The stories were, you know, it's a drama, and I get it, but like, I just feel like they're really leaning into the drama side and less about the football stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's, yeah. That show has always been tough. That's why I was happy, like, you watched it and Sean watched it. It's like, all right. So I'm not just watching a high school teen drama by myself.
No, you got your other 40-something-year-old friends watching it with you. Nothing weird about that at all.
Nothing weird about that at all.
All right. I know you got to get going, so we won't get to anything else. That's okay.
How was she this morning?
How was she?
Teriyaki.
Oh. Very nice.
All right, good.
Yeah, I'm back on her good side.
Nice.
Not ringing bells. I'm showing up around 10:45.
All right.
So I get work done.
All right.
And I go down there, even though I'd rather eat right away.
Yeah.
I'm respecting her schedule, and she's giving me the respect back.
No wonder you're married. This is how relationships work, Steve.
This is how you got to do it, man. You got to play the game. And I was like, how was she? I'm like, Tatum, I don't know. I mean, maybe in a bad mood. I'm here at work.
Steve, let's not forget us, okay? Wednesdays, we podcast, we get teriyaki.
I'm here.
I'm going to need you right here.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go, Steve. All right. Follow us on Twitter at the Megacast. Back next week, I believe.
Oh, heads up.
Yes.
I'm getting my second dose Tuesday. So I should be
able to. Maybe not.
Just give it a heads up.
Go on Twitter, man. It's so funny. everyone's like, I'm destroyed by it. Did nothing to me. And I saw one of our friends, Ellen, who used to work over at The Wolf in Q13. And she was just like, I'm just waiting. I'm just anxiously awaiting for how this is going to hit me. And I'm like, yeah, it's like inedible. You don't know.
I trust you. I liked your tweet on the bottom of that.
It's so true, though. It's like, I don't know if it's going to hit me. When's it going to hit me? Granted, with this, you don't go get a second shot and then realize you didn't need it or a third shot. You know. But you're Moderna or Pfizer? You're
Pfizer.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Missed the one hitter quitter.
It's back.
Is it?
I hear it is. I'm not sure.
So I should be. I think I'll be fine, but I probably just jinxed myself. See if I can't get out of bed.
Well, best of luck to you.
All right.
If we're not on, if you don't see this podcast on Wednesday, it's because.
Yep. That's it.
But he'll live, and then we'll be back the following Wednesday.
Correct.